is a Fox News alert. Police confronting protesters on college campuses this morning. I'm Dave Anthony. That's at the University of North Carolina a short time ago, where arrests are reported, while at Yale University in Connecticut, police tape has been put up around a pro-Palestinian tent encampment with arrests and suspensions threatened. But at Columbia University in New York City, protesters took over a building early this morning.
The most remarkable scene that I saw was someone smashing the windows of the doorway of Hamilton Hall in with a hammer, almost like a scene from The Shining.
That's Columbia student Jessica Schwab, who says Jews on campus are in fear as protesters remain barricaded inside that building.
With sleeping bags and backpacks, and they say they're going to stay there unless their demands are met, which is divestment from Israel, transparency over how Columbia is investing their money. And this is another one. They want universal amnesty. They don't want to face any discipline at all for what the last couple of weeks of protests, in particular, obviously now, which has escalated with this occupation of Hamilton Hall, which is home to the dean's office and undergraduate admissions.
Fox's Brian Yenis near the Columbia campus. This is talks in Egypt continue trying to broker a ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas, but Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu again just vowed they will invade Rafah to root militants out, an operation the U.S. is warned against in that area of Gaza, filled with Palestinian civilians who fled other war zones. Four law enforcement officers are being mourned in North Carolina.
It's going to take a while to get through this, but we're a resilient team here in Charlotte.
That's Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Johnny Jennings. He says it happened yesterday as officers were trying to make an arrest.
He had a high-powered automatic rifle that he was able to start open fire on our officers.
Four officers killed, four wounded. That suspect was killed in return fire. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, guys. Don't be that dad without life insurance. Well, thanks to Ethos, you can be that great dad with life insurance to help keep his family living exactly like they do now, secure and protected in the event of the unexpected. With a fast and easy online experience, some policies as low as a dollar a day and up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Ethos makes getting life insurance protection hassle-free. E for easy, E for Ethos at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
While those anti-Israel protests rage on college campuses, angry over the war in Gaza, Russia keeps bombarding Ukraine, which keeps waiting for new American military aid.
In Ukraine's southwest, far from the front line, the port city of Odessa again came under assault. Officials say a Russian missile attack on an educational institution killed at least five people, the city's mayor calling Ukraine's adversaries monsters, beasts, savages, scum. Overnight, Ukraine's second city, Kharkiv, was hit by guided bombs. At least two died there. Russia denies targeting civilians. Yesterday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg criticized allies for not meeting their promises of help. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A U.S. Army veteran now behind bars for what he did trying to help Russia.
32-year-old Gerard Dalkey, who was working for the National Security Agency at the time, was sentenced to nearly 22 years in prison for trying to sell national security secrets to an individual he thought was a Russian official. Court documents show that Dalkey questioned the U.S.'s role in the world and wanted to cause change. Dalkey's attorneys asked for a lighter sentence based on the fact that he suffered a traumatic brain injury and experienced trauma as a child. Those arguments were rejected. Dalkey told the court he was remorseful and ashamed. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Former President Trump will soon head back to court in New York for more testimony at his first criminal trial. On Wall Street, stock futures down a bit. Two more teams advance in the NBA playoffs, Denver and Oklahoma City.
The Thunder yet again hold New Orleans to under 100 points.
The final call on Bally Sports, Oklahoma, as the Thunder complete a sweep of the Pelicans. The defending champion Nuggets eliminated the L.A. Lakers. Boston took a 3-1 series lead over Miami. On the ice, the Florida Panthers advance in the NHL playoffs, knocking Tampa Bay out. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Rising tension at a pro-Palestinian protest on the University of Illinois campus, being blamed for the cancellation of a 5K race. The race set to take place Friday at the alma mater statue on campus. Cancellation happened after all police signed to the 5K course were reassigned to assist with the incident on campus. Indiana man dead. It follows a crash last week in Champaign. Police say the victim riding a cycle Thursday night when he collided with a car at the intersection of University and 4th Street. He died at the hospital. The driver of the car cited at the scene for failure to yield to oncoming traffic. The crash remains under investigation. Respiratory virus levels way down to the state. As respiratory virus season winds down, the overall respiratory virus level now minimal. All counties in the state at low level for COVID-19 hospitalizations. Total number of COVID-19 hospitalizations in the state declining 22% for the week ending April the 20th. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim. Hey, good morning. Tuesday, last day of the fourth month of 2024.
It's true.
Come on, man. Where does the time go?
And it's looking so pretty. Yeah. The conditions are mild. Nice April 30th.
It is indeed. Our weather this morning with our meteorologist brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
You can buy a FlexiPass and experiment with different fitness options throughout the week. This deal runs through May 3rd. If you want to sample various classes for free with the Urbana Park District. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
All right, meteorologist Greg Solier. Farmers are looking to get into the fields at some point. Some have touched the fields, but it's all about moisture and getting in, my friend. What you see?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That exactly right. But at least we've improved dryness and drought, virtually non-existent. As a matter of fact, non-existent across the area, and probably in some areas now, coming off the weekend rainfall a little too much, evident with streams and rivers, and still some standing water in the field. So hang in there as we transition back away from these conglomerate, widespread, severe weather and blobs of organized, 1 to 3 inch rains to something a little more seasonal across the area. Not completely dry, but we're transitioning into something more typical for early May around here with the scope and coverage of rains in the forecast. So with time, a general net improvement again expected around here as we go forward into May and beyond. In the short terms, some fog areas as you get down towards Arthur, Arcola, down towards the Charleston-Mattoon area, the northern fringes of Coles County, that is, to Edgar County. And we do have some dense fog advisories in effect there till 9 this morning, down to fractions of a mile with visibility in mind. Otherwise, back at Willard and Savoy now, 52 degrees there, 49 here around the Philo-Sydney area. Ogden St. Joe at 48, 49 at Danville, 52 downtown right now. And we'll see an afternoon high after that patchy fog burns off in areas south of Champaign and Champaign County to a milder high of 75 on a light west-southwesterly wind. There may be a couple of drops of rain north of Champaign County tonight with a low down to about 57, partly sunny, warm for the day tomorrow, up around 80. Shower thunderstorm chances back in after midnight tomorrow night. Better odds and a low down to 60, and maybe half to two-thirds of the area gets some scattered showers and thunderstorms Thursday. Winding down on Friday should be a little more seasonal in rain amounts at a quarter to a half inch. Highs at 83 on Thursday, 73 Friday. Largely dry for the weekend. Maybe a couple of raindrops late Saturday. Dry Sunday, Monday. 70s by day, 50s at night. Another warm-up slated for Tuesday of next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Political strategist, America First Works executive director is Ashley Hayek. Anti-Semitic agitators rage on at campuses across the country. We've had it here at the University of Illinois. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm putting you in charge. Columbia, where they broke into Hamilton Hall, they kept some janitors hostage for a bit. Now one of the negotiations is complete amnesty, immunity. What? Ashley, tell me what's going on. We're going crazy here.
Well, this is what happens when you have nothing but empty threats. You don't follow through with, demanding accountability of the students. And you also have faculty that are involved in all of this as well. It's these young people on these college campuses, their professors, they're not just embracing anti-Israel messaging or, Israel should stop the bombing, but they have actual horrific anti-Semitism. They're chanting, these are students that are chanting death to America, kill the Jews, intifada, which is a term of genocide. And, what's interesting, yesterday, dozens of professors formed a human chain around the protesters. After the Columbia president ordered them to leave. So several of these professors, I think this is probably their dream, right? And the crazy part is that parents actually pay money to send their children to these types of institutions that would not just tolerate but embrace this type of behavior.
First of all, you break the law. There's no negotiation. I'm sending the National Guard in. Is that too radical?
Absolutely not. You know, you get a very clear look at schools like the University of Florida, who proved that you can allow students to exercise their First Amendment rights. But they made it very clear, you know, they will not tolerate anti-Semitism, threats, slaughters. They told professors, if you engage, you're fired. Same with Texas. Texas nipped this in the bud right away. It is the job of the university to make sure that every single student has equal access to education without discrimination. And clearly, they are failing not just Jewish students, but all students who are not even able to attend their classes at this point. This is what happens when you have a racist, extreme culture that is embraced on these elite campuses.
Okay, so we have a whole lot of people that aren't any students at all. They're getting IDs from students at Columbia anyway. And they're not checking them carefully. They're masked up and all of those things. How much of this is just professional protesters?
Well, even more of a reason to call in the National Guard and move them off the campus for trespassing. I mean, this is absolutely insane. One of the things that we're seeing is that the protesters are being encouraged by paid radicals who are fellows of a Soros-funded group called the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights. All of them have been organized by branches of the Soros-funded Students for Justice in Palestine. And this is a group that has been, quote, trained up to rise up to revolution. They called the terrorist strike on Israel a historic win. And these are groups, the Soros network are the same groups that fund Antifa and BLM and all of the chaos that was caused during the summer of 2020. This should not be a surprise.
Mm. Okay, and you've got the one, I'm not sure which campus. Here at the University of Illinois, we've had some issues as well. Some tents are up. I'm not sure what the status is this morning. But certainly they've talked about suspensions, expulsions, all these other things. But again, if you've got non-students involved in all this, we've got to identify who's who. And then you've got to arrest them. What is the deadline? Columbia is setting deadlines they just blow through every day.
Well, when you don't have enforcement, you have empty threats and empty promises. But I think this actually goes to show a difference between conservative ideology that enforces rule of law, and you have the liberal ideology, which is basically allowing all of this to happen. You know, so this is a major problem for the left. It's going to be an even bigger problem this November. In addition to the college campuses, what we're seeing is a vote being pushed in the primary elections for uncommitted. Meaning that we're going to hold elected officials, specifically Joe Biden, accountable for not being harder or, doing a ceasefire with Israel. And so when you only win a state by 10,000, 20,000, 40,000 votes, and you have populations of 80,000 people who are voting uncommitted because of this specific issue, this will have major implications this November.
How does this end, Ashley?
The only way it's going to end is if they are physically removed from these college campuses. The other piece I would just say is I think the federal government needs to stop giving grant money to these rich schools that allow this chaos to happen and allow this hate speech to happen. And then also, I think this takes away the case for any sort of student loan relief any further.
Ashley Hayek, how can people find you?
We're at AmericaFirstWorks.com.
Ashley, H-A-Y-E-K. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it. Thank you. Ashley Hayek on the Tavins Towing phone line, ESPN 93.5. Griff Jenkins, Fox News television anchor and star reporter, will be joining us from Washington University at about 8:08 this morning.
Yes, that's right.
ESPN 93.5, it is 7:14 on this Tuesday. Let's check our sports headlines.
And good to hear the show anytime at steviejay.com. Had a question about that the other day, is how do we listen to the show? And it is available online, so that's a good example of this is talking about local topics and especially sports headlines with the Cardinals and Tigers game getting canceled because of rain. That means a doubleheader today. Here's your Redbird recap.
The Cardinals and Tigers were scheduled to open up a three-game series last night in Detroit, but due to bad weather, the game was postponed and it will be made up as part of a traditional doubleheader today. The Cardinals will send Kyle Gibson to the mound in the opener. He enters with a 2-2 record and a 4.35 ERA. Former Cardinal Jack Flaherty will face St. Louis for the first time in his career. After being traded to Baltimore at the deadline last season, he had mixed results with the Orioles before signing a free agent contract with the Tigers this past winter. Flaherty is looking for his first win of the year. He comes in with an 0-1 record and a 4.91 ERA. Yesterday's scheduled starter, Steven Matz, will start the nightcap looking for his second win of the season. First pitch of Game 1 is scheduled for 2:40. That means coverage gets underway at 1:45. The second game will start about 40 minutes following the conclusion of Game number 1. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauley.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Cubs over the Mets, 3-1. They've got a 6-10 start over on US 105.9 today. And Minnesota beat the Chicago White Sox 3-2. Their game will start at 6:40. The transfer portal is trending here in Illini Nation, Stevie, with Nico Moretti saying, I'm out of here.
Yep. Nico is
a political strategist.
Hold on. Nico is now we got two.
Yes.
We got Ty Rogers
and Trey Gibbs Longhorn.
Yeah, that's it. Those are the only two from an Elite Eight basketball team. Now, we knew we were old, but I didn't see Nico leaving, but you're bringing in, Kylan Boswell. He's going to be our point guard.
Okay.
And can Nico play Power 5 basketball? I don't know.
Right.
He won the Iowa game at home for us. He hit those two threes. Anyway, you got to ask, is Ty Rogers staying? Yeah, I think so.
Right.
Dre said he's staying.
Well, and we have until tomorrow, May 1st, when the transfer portal window closes, I believe.
Tonight, isn't it?
Is it? And then May 1st is,
Yeah, that's it.
Essentially free agency or something.
We mean it.
Exactly.
What has happened to college basketball,
And then we had an early transfer, Andrew Dennis, but he's from Michigan, and it looks like he might favor football at Michigan, kind of going home. But he was part of our spring ball on the as an offensive lineman.
Well, we lost a kid to Wisconsin, I think, too.
Enrolling early. Yeah.
A lineman or something. Anyway.
Speaking of football, Kansas City Chiefs do extend a deal with Travis Kelce, and it's pretty sweet. And we also have the Illinois baseball team in action against Indiana State, number 24. That's at 6 o'clock, in case you'd like to catch a game.
Yeah, catch Dan Hartlieb's ball club. Dan Hartlieb's got himself a really good baseball team right at the top of the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. So it's just that Illinois baseball is happening. It is a good baseball team, so that's exciting. All right, it is 7:18, ESPN 93.5. State Senator Chapin Rose coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Sounds good.
I text him and I said, I always appreciate a rating spike.
There you go.
So we appreciate that.
Love it.
Our weather this morning with meteorologist Greg Solier, brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window.
And they've got a door offer, especially in April, if you'd like to look at that today and get an estimate on your front door, back sliding doors. Learn more, KramerSiding.com.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Savannah, and Vicinity, much better days worth of weather ahead for the day today. And generally speaking, a dry setup expected till Thursday. That'll be the next complex frontal boundary, and a couple of disturbances along it will increase the showery weather prospects around here for the end part of the weekend, early on into the weekend. Another weather system in sight by mid next week, but temperatures stay mild to warm. 75 today with a little patchy fog around this morning early on, and a mostly sunny balance of the day. Light west-southwest wind, increasing clouds tonight. Stray shower chance after midnight down to 57. Partly sunny, warm for the day tomorrow. Up around 80 in a southwest to south wind. Could be a shower thunderstorm after midnight tomorrow night too. Low down to about 60. Warm and more humid weather Thursday. Partly sunny. A couple of showers, thunderstorms around morning. More so for the afternoon. Up to 83. Shower chance here with a cooler Friday. That'll be in the morning hours. The shower threat at 73. 75 on Saturday. Could be a shower late in the day. Sunday, Monday dry with high temperatures. Still well in the 70s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
local, personal, trusted. Hi.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
McDonald's is reporting a mixed quarter. Earnings top forecast, but sales growth slow. The burger chain is seeing some customers pulling back. It says people have turned more discriminating with every dollar they spend. McDonald's also says it's been impacted by the Middle East war. The stock is losing ground. Coca-Cola shares are higher after an upbeat quarter. Burger King's earnings came in better than expected, and the BK near you may be getting an upgrade. The company plans to invest $300 million in store remodels. 3M is cutting its dividend following the spinoff of its healthcare division on April 1st. GE Healthcare Technologies reported a higher profit, though Wall Street was expecting even better numbers, and GE Healthcare shares are lower. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
It's time to take the quiz. Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
History, pop culture, science, sports, civics. How much do you know? Let's find out.
Who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Jackson or something?
Neil Armstrong.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz right now at thequiz.fox.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc. Fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
The Alma Market is your one-stop shop for one-of-a-kind creations from the University of Illinois alumni and students, as well as unique finds from some of your favorite Urbana-Champaign area businesses. Treat yourself or a loved one and support your fellow alumni today. If you're a University of Illinois student, alum, or Champaign-Urbana area business, feature your products on the Alma Market. Becoming a vendor is a great way to expand your reach and connect with alumni across the country. For more details, visit almamarket.org. Go Illini!
Basketball star Coleman Hawkins about Pacifica on Green.
I'm Coleman Hawkins. I like living at Pacifica on Green because it's really a home environment. Everyone's very welcoming. There's great space for whenever family wants to visit, great room size. It just came with everything I needed in order to feel like I was at home and feel like I can live here and have a good time.
The ultimate in student housing, Pacifica on Green. Visit them at pacificaongreen.com.
Yeah, really a nice place for student housing. You just on a tour of that thing, it's really nice. Mm-hmm. And not that crazy. I mean, it's affordable. Okay, Pacifica on Green. That's on Green near Neal Street, and right not far from the overpass there. All right, ESPN 93.5, 723 in Champaign-Urbana. The protests continue across the country in some places like Columbia. Washington University is apparently not good. Or is that GW? Anyway, we're going to hear from Griff Jenkins after 8 o'clock this morning. He'll be standing there on campus telling us what's going on. But Columbia kind of got it going. And these, notice how the tents are all the same. And they're new. So they're getting funding from, I know, a number of sources. And apparently they're we're calling out phone numbers here in Champaign at our campus.
Just in case you need bail.
Yeah, who's got the bail money? And how much is that?
Somebody's supporting something somewhere, that's for sure.
Well, if you have to come up with, what is it, 10%? Can't we set bail at $1 million? The county could make some coin here. It's $100,000.
I hadn't thought about that.
There you go. Got to think of that money-making thing here. I don't know. It's just crazy times. And I heard a protester, who knows, you get confused. The campuses look about the same. Just a bunch of people in tents.
Well, but, and oftentimes masked up, right?
You can't, sure. Yeah, you don't be identified. The one guy, was it in Texas? Wrong state to do this. He was being hauled away, and he's going, "You're hurting me."
Yeah.
And then he collapsed, and then the guy carried him, and he started screaming.
That's right.
And then I heard a protester last night say, not one October 7, the massacre by Hamas on Israel of over, what, 1,200 people, including babies. He said, not one October 7, not 100, not 10,000 October 7th. So he's screaming that.
Okay.
So if you are... if you are anywhere near support of that, then you got issues. There are some mental health issues.
I mean, do we approach these people on the quad and talk to them at all?
Sure.
Maybe I should take my phone and do a live on the show, Stevie J.
Stevie interview. J. Broadcasting is not sending you there.
Okay.
Why would?
Got my phone right here. Yeah. Gonna dial 359-2255. Mm-hmm. Have a conversation with somebody. See how that goes.
Hey, we're on the. Tapman's toying phone line with a protester. What are you doing? Yeah. I think not secret anymore, but there are a whole lot of people that have zero business being here. Mm-hmm. They're not students. Mm-hmm. This isn't the, hey, let's march for this and all this. When you're talking about, death to Israel and death to America, I don't know what they're chanting here, but across the country. We're getting plenty of death to America and river to the sea, meaning genocide. And I mean, it's unbelievable that you can vocalize this and pretend it's the Vietnam War. Back then we were.
Well, there was a text in saying 10 soldiers and Nixon's coming. We all know what happened there.
It's our part of our Constitution. It's the most important free speech. That's fine. But when you start breaking the law in that, then it kind of, you need to end that. You can't do that.
Right.
Otherwise, you get more of it. You get what you tolerate, mm-hmm. and you'll get more of this. The more you acquiesce, you give a mouse a cookie, they want a glass of milk. It doesn't end. So you've got to be firm in these situations, and a lot of our college campuses are not firm. Their leadership is not firm. And if you don't make a decision, and they're hard decisions, I'm not saying any of this is easy.
Right.
But when you start crossing the line and putting up encampments, that goes away now. There's no talking. We're not going to sit down with you and have a negotiation. The last person to do that was Nancy Cantor. When they took over, it was Swanland, and they were talking about the chief.
Yes.
And they negotiated a deal to talk to. Nancy was anti-chief anyway.
I know.
She used that as a bridge. Mm. To get the chief gone. That was back then. I would never forget that morning.
Yeah, that's right. Nuts.
Took over the building and got the negotiation. Where's the SWAT team? Where's my National Guard? You're not doing that. We aren't doing this. You're breaking the law. You're presumably students. I think back then they actually were students. But now we've got all kinds of people involved that we don't have any idea who they are.
Right.
And don't forget, we had 11 million new people in our country that we don't know who they are.
That's true.
Okay. Well, at least there's always interesting things going on in your life every day. And this is certainly... And what happens to the students that happen to be there? They don't really know why they're there. And they're supposed to graduate, and now they're not. How's that going on?
Oh, boy.
How's that feeling at home?
Right.
Man. Okay. It's 7:28. Chapin Rose.
Yes.
What's up with the Unit 4 school board?
Oh, really? He's going to hit that topic too.
Well, I mean, he's had some public comments about that.
Okay.
But it is a dysfunctional body. They can't even have a meeting.
Well, and who's got next on that chain of command?
I think the regional superintendent.
Okay.
Regional superintendent up in Rantoul is going, huh? You want me to what?
You got and that's next. We don't have a quorum over here.
That's what
here.
The state statute says? I resign. 729. Dixie Chopper, and he's available out there?
Absolutely. I'm going to throw you out a couple of specials that we're having right now. One is a Rhino 15-foot rotary flex wing with a Dixie Chopper Classic 35-horse 60-inch mower. It's industrial. $35,000 for the pair.
Both of them.
Yep, both of them together, $35,000.
I take it that's an outstanding deal because I'm not...
Saving $13,000.
Oh, okay, wow.
You're in the mowing business. For an upgrade.
It's time to go big time. You'll get all the yards done really quickly with those
And then if you're looking for just a residential mower on its own, we've got a Z2 48-inch that we've got out there right now for $59.99. That is $2,000 off.
What is the location?
That is 1306 Triumph Drive in Urbana, right down from Farm and Fleet on 45.
Yep.
Or check out Dedicated Diesel on Facebook.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
News, I'm CJ Papa. Anti-Israel protests on college campuses, arrests being made at the University of North Carolina. While in New York City at Columbia University, protests are smashing windows, taking over Hamilton Hall.
This is a very important building for Columbia University and Columbia College. This is where the Dean of Columbia College is. It's where the Center for the Core Curriculum is, and that's the centerpiece of every student's academic experience.
Jonas Du, a student there, not taking part in the protests, speaking earlier on Fox and Friends. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vows to invade Rafah with or without a deal as a ceasefire talks with Hamas continue. Day 9 in the trial of Donald Trump.
Back on the stand will be Gary Farrow. He is Michael Cohen's banker. He set up the shell company that Cohen used to pay off Stormy Daniels. Farrow's testimony is designed to start laying out for the jury the financial document trail.
That's Fox's Eric Schoen at the Courthouse. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Teen is dead and follows a crash in Mattoon over the weekend. 17-year-old died following the accident Saturday near Woodlawn Avenue. Coles County Coroner's Office identified the victim as Daniel Brummett. The investigation continues. Calumet City man charged with murder in a Champaign shooting in February. Police say a man shot February 19 in the 700 block of West Vine Street. Victim treated and released. Investigators determined the man seated in his car in a driveway when Alan Williams approached. The car opened fire. Williams then fled. An investigation underway. It follows an armed robbery in Urbana. Police say a masked man armed with a gun enters a business Friday in the 1500 block of North Cunningham Avenue, demanding money. The cashier gave him an unknown amount, then fled the scene on foot to a nearby apartment complex where he was seen entering a four-door sedan. Anyone on his whereabouts, you're asked to contact police in this incident. But that's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. ESPN 93.5, our weather with meteorologist Greg Sawyer, brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Member FDIC.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, and it's Saturday. Pretty decent spell ahead over the next couple of days. Next significant weather system due in for the second half of the week. And by and large, pretty acceptable weather. Pleasant temperatures over the upcoming weekend time frame. Another one of these spring weather systems due in the middle part of next week as well. A little patchy fog around this morning. Mostly sunny skies, milder weather. Otherwise, 75 and a light west-southwest wind. Clouds gather tonight. Could be a stray shower, especially north of Champaign. After midnight tonight, down at 57. And partly sunny, warm for the day tomorrow, the high around 80. Better odds for a shower thunderstorm after midnight. Tomorrow night, lows near 60. And a warmer, more humid Thursday. A couple of showers, thunderstorms around both morning and afternoon. These tending to be more scattered in nature at 83. Lingering shower chance Friday. Cooler at 73. Weekend forecast, not bad. Maybe a shower late Saturday, Saturday night, dry Sunday and Monday. High temperatures still well into the 70s, back to 80. And a shower thunderstorm chance next Tuesday and Wednesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
State senator, he's trying to come out of his shell and be more communicative.
Yeah.
Shy. He's Chapin Rose, state senator. How are you, Senator Rose?
What's going on, guys? How are you doing this morning?
All right, issue one. Hey, I'm putting you in charge of the school board. You fix that at Champaign.
Issue one.
Yeah, you can.
No, no.
You're gonna
I
get,
do not want.
You're going to get in a room. We're locking the door. Do y'all come out friends? Let's go. Come on. What's happening?
Well,
what the heck's going on in Unit 4?
That might have worked 6 weeks ago. So, and that's it. Look, first of all, let's be clear. I didn't issue a press release at the time. This is over a month ago. I didn't do anything publicly because I wasn't trying to kick kick dirt up on this situation. But about 5 weeks ago, it was clear that that school board was going nowhere fast. And you'd had, it was right after the two resignations of two of the board members and two of the other board members had kind of walked out of a meeting. I had just called our state school superintendent, Tony Sanders, and said, hey, Dr. Sanders, is there anything you can do? I realize that, you know, he doesn't have the power or the authority to directly influence anything, but he is the state superintendent of schools. And he said, well, you know, I said, can we get some mediators or facilitators or any way you can just help try to put these people back in a room into some functioning semblance of, you know, of a board? And he said, look, I'll be happy to call the superintendent, and which he did within either that day or the next day. He called the Champaign school superintendent and offered to send some professional mediators down. And this is, again, this is all over a month ago, right? I didn't do a press release. I wasn't trying to, you know, make matters worse. I just wanted to kind of quietly see if the state could help, you know, facilitate some conversations to get this board back to the table. And quite frankly, who's against that? Like, who would be against having, you know, mediators and conversations? You'd already had two board members resign. I mean, it certainly couldn't hurt. You know, hard to see how it could make matters worse when you've got two board members who had resigned. But in any event, you know, Tony Sanders did that. He conveyed that message. I went about my life. About 3 weeks later, 2.5-3 weeks later, I find out from one of the board members. She says, hey, you know, your guy never did anything. So what do you mean, Mike? Oh, by the way, and I talked to three of the five board members at that time, and who'd all told me that they'd be willing to give it a college try at mediation. So this other board member calls me up, one of the three, and says, hey, your guy never did anything. I said, what do you mean he didn't do anything? He's like, she's never done anything. So, well, yes, he did. He offered to provide mediators. And that board member says to me, he says, Chapin, we were never told that. So what do you mean you were never told that? And that board member then went to the next school board meeting and said, hey, what's going on here? Why did you not tell us that the state superintendent of schools had offered to help? And, you know, the board member then, or the superintendent then accused that board member of not reading your emails, which that board member went back and looked at all of her emails. There was never an email. But, you know, in any event, you know, I was then asked by the News Gazette to write an op-ed explaining why I even called in the first place. And frankly, I called because it's the right thing to do. Who's against having a conversation? Okay. Well, apparently, as it turns out, a lot of people are against having a conversation.
Well,
I was never more surprised at these Facebook comments and posts after, you know, my, again, you know, they're like, Rose is grandstanding. I didn't issue a press release at the time. I didn't do anything at the time. I quietly just asked for help to try to get these kids. I mean, like, the adults in the room aren't functioning. All right. So the kids needed somebody to stand up and try to get some mediators in there. All right. That's all I did.
So they thought you were just meddling, grandstanding. That's
right.
Chapin.
Wildly controversial. That daring to suggest that people get some professional mediation and sit down and have a conversation is so awfully horrific of me. You know, so people have too much time on their hands, jump on the Facebook and go crazy. But here's the other thing, too. And people need to understand this. When any professional person decides they're going to move to a community, if they've got a family, the first thing they're going to do is, okay, what are the schools like?
Yep.
All right? That's what they want to know. So if Carl's trying to get us a doctor, or the U of I is trying to get us a professor, or Christy's trying to get us a specialist, that person is going to, you know, if they've got kids, they're going to type in Champaign-Urbana schools, and right now, what's going to come back in that search result isn't good. It's really not good. Okay? So the rest of us would like to have a doctor to go to when we're sick. We'd like to take our kid to the emergency room when they're sick. Okay. It's also the economic engine that drives this whole region. So to have this kind of a black eye emanating from Champaign schools really isn't just confined to Champaign. It's confined. It spreads to the whole region. You know, and that's the other thing. These people on Facebook, leave it to Rose looking out for the doctors. No, actually, I'm looking out for everybody who wants a doctor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you're a 20-something doctor who just graduated from med school and finished their residency, okay, you're late 20s, you got little kids, and you're looking for your first job, guess what you're going to do? You and your wife and your wife and your husband, whatever it is going to sit down and go, what are the schools like in Champaign-Urbana? And right now, that's not going to show anything other than complete chaos.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, hey,
it's
who's against the conversation? And apparently there's a lot of people.
Nobody should be against the conversation. It's Chapin Rose, State Senator, on the Tavins Toyin phone line, ESPN 93.5 with Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. You can text in if you have a question or comment about this. 217-359-2255. I'd like to know what happened. I mean, I know you aren't at parties together and you're probably not helping each other clean out your garage, but man, you're a school board member. You got to be able to stay in the room. How bad is that right, to where you can't even meet?
Well, and here's the sad part, Stevie. I mean, look, 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, whenever it was, I called Dr. Sanders. Maybe mediation wouldn't have worked, but maybe it would have, okay? But now, since then, it's completely off the rails. I mean, you've got the two board members that have totally walked out of meetings. They're not going back. This is all going to end up at the Regional Superintendent of Schools office to appoint new board members. And here's the thing, okay? This is ultimately why when the News Gazette called and said, hey, you need to write an op-ed on why you did this, here's the deal. The State Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Sanders, quietly conveyed an offer to this Champaign School Superintendent to help. Look, we got some mediators, we got some professionals. Let's at least try, okay? Why wasn't that offer conveyed to the full board? Okay? Simple question. Why wasn't it? And then Sheila Boozer sits there at the meeting two weeks ago now, and tells her board member, says, oh, well, you didn't read your email. Yes, she did. It was never conveyed. It was never conveyed
to one or two members. All due respect, if you're talking about something that's important, you make a phone call. You don't email that, right?
I mean, fine.
You got to call them. You don't. I mean, emails get lost all the time. But you need there's something this urgent, this critical. You get on the phone and you go see them. I mean, this is
Dr.
important.
Dr. Sanders called the state superintendent at my request. Called the local superintendent, offered help. The local superintendent apparently, for whatever reason, the full board of education was never informed of that offer.
All right.
Okay? That is absolute, I don't know why. Again, just ask yourself this. Who would be against having a conversation? And by the way, there's a lot of people on Facebook who are apparently against even having a conversation.
This is where we are. We're us against them. Shut up. You're stupid. Right. I mean, that's where we now. Right. The question now is, now what? Regional superintendent, they never thought they had to pick the next board member. I mean, how do we do this?
Two board members.
Okay, so how does this
happen? You got to wait 60 days. You got to wait 60 days from the vacancy before the regional office can meet and pick that person. I don't know any more about it than what anybody else does, but, having read about it and talked briefly with the regional soup, it sounds like he's going to put a committee in place to go through applications for those who want to decide or want to be considered. And then, he'll make a decision based on the input of that committee. But, again, Gary's his own person. He's his own office. I would simply just say, I don't know that 6 weeks ago mediation would have worked or not. Okay. But it was certainly worth a try. It was certainly worth it for the kids. I mean, this is the problem, man. You got adults in the room who are acting like kids, and you got the kids who are actually paying the price, right? So, at what point in time, when are the adults going to stand up and say, enough's enough, we're going to sit down and have mediation? Well, that's not going to happen now, mainly because apparently the local superintendent of schools never conveyed that message, that offer from the state superintendent to provide mediators. To the full board.
All right, Chapin, if they get two more people and Amy Armstrong and Betsy Older still don't want to go, they can still have a meeting because five will be enough?
No, you can't have a meeting. Oh, no, you'd have seven at that point.
Yeah.
Oh,
So if they're still not going.
Yes, you'd still have a board meeting at that point.
I would really like to know if Mark Teese or somebody I could get behind the scenes, somebody to tell me what is this? Is this a woke against anti-woke? What is the issue? What is making them so far apart?
I don't think it's – look, again, these are adults trying to turn this into politics, okay? I think you've got new board members who had legitimate questions. I mean, look, let me give you the legitimate questions to ask. Okay, you're asking us to pay for these legal bills, to authorize payment of legal bills. What are the legal bills for?
Fair.
We're not going to tell you.
What?
We're not going to tell you.
What do you mean
you're not going to tell us? Board members have a fiduciary duty to know what expenses it is that they are authorizing payment for.
Yes.
Okay, they have a duty to the taxpayers. And at one point in time, they were told they had to FOIA the
unbelievable
bill.
Yeah, unbelievable.
They're the board members.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta,
so then I would ask this other question. Okay, Steve, let's take this another thing. Because now here's the problem. Now that Sheila Boozer has put so much light on this gross incompetence, okay, now there's all kinds of other questions. Well, if you weren't allowed to know what the bills were before, how was it that all you board members were authorizing payment of bills if you didn't know what was in them?
That can't be right. There's no way they authorized bills if they didn't know.
No, but
that didn't happen, right? There's no way you authorize anything that – I wouldn't authorize anything here if I didn't know what we're paying for.
Right. But it was happening.
Come on.
And look, simplistically, here's what happens on all these boards. You get a bunch of well-intentioned, nice people for the good reason. For good reasons. They show up and they do their job and they just do it culturally the way that we've just always done it, right? Well, then you get a new board member, say Betsy Holder, for example, who happens to be an attorney, and she shows up and says, hey, wait a minute, what's in these bills that we're paying, in these legal bills? You know, I'm an attorney, what is it we're paying for? You know, and that's not an unfair question, okay?
it's crazy.
Simply not an unfair question.
You wouldn't pay a bill at home if you didn't know what it's for. You wouldn't pay it.
But then you say to yourself, okay, oh, well, this is how a professional would, board member Holder, let's talk about that. Here are the bills. Here's what they're for. Here are the cases that have been filed. Here's the defense. Here's, you know what I mean? All this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Thanks. Vote to pay the bills, right? That's how you professionally handle it.
Wow.
You don't say to an elected board member, whoever they are, no, we're not going to tell you what it is we're asking you to pay for. That doesn't work. That's not how the system was designed.
It makes you suspicious. Why? Why won't you do it? Right.
Yes, right.
And this
has happened. I've been to meetings where I was like, okay, the treasurer's not here with the report. Let me text yada, 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 and let me see if he can bring it over, because I know this dude. And it is in the weeds on this stuff. And nobody's getting paid to do these volunteer positions. I just did an online search about Unit 4 School Board to find out the most recent article. And it spells out what are the school board responsibilities. And it says hire and evaluate the district superintendent. Approve policies and procedures to commensurate with the district's mission to positively transform learning and life outcomes for students through their educational justice, equity, and excellence. All right, and then the third is manage taxpayers' money fiscally responsibly, ways to support our schools.
First of all, I paid $1 zillion, as we all did, for that referendum,
yes.
Right? Where's my money? I want to know what's happening to it.
But somewhere along the way, there's been day-to-day operations of the school district and this vitriolic verbal and written volleys. And it's just too much for someone who's volunteering to do all this.
And thank you so much for reading that. But here's the problem. The board isn't even meeting now. Okay? So all those superintendent, all those responsibilities and duties you just read out loud are completely useless because the board isn't even meeting. Right? So, again, and look, folks, here's the deal. I've done all I could do. I asked state superintendent to offer to help. He offered to help, but for whatever reason, the local superintendent decided she didn't want to let the whole board know that that offer was even conveyed. Okay? Now, beyond that, all right, I don't regret doing it, but I will also point out, again, I didn't issue a press release at the time because I wasn't trying to kick up dust to make this worse. I was trying to solve a problem by getting some mediators in, okay? There would have been no reason to kick up, unless you were actually grandstanding, to kick up dust at the time because, you know, all we were trying to solve a problem for the kids, which is get some mediators in here and try to get the adults in the room to start acting like adults again, right? That was the goal. However, that didn't work. The superintendent, for whatever reason, didn't do that. And all I'm going to say now is I can't believe the number of people on Facebook who think we shouldn't even have this conversation, that somehow it's not important to worry about the U of I recruiting professors or car recruiting physicians. Excuse me. In December, I did take one of my twins to the emergency room. I'm pretty damn glad we had an emergency room because Carl was able to recruit physicians and nurses to come here. Okay. Well, if they're going to Google it and see all this nonsense about the Champaign schools, who's going to want to bring their kids here?
No,
who's going to want to move here? Okay.
Schools.
But we have now lost culturally. We have now lost culturally just any common sense at all that says, hey, let's just sit down and have a conversation. Let's bring some mediators in. three of the five board members that I talked to at the time, and they were on both sides of this disagreement, three of the five board members that I talked to at the time said to me, you know what, if you brought in facilitators, the state brought in facilitators, we'd try. We'd give it the good old-fashioned college try. Okay, great. That's a place to start. But you know what? It didn't happen. And now it's completely off the rails, and it's not going to happen, and now we're all going to wait for Gary Lewis's team to hopefully get us a couple new board members. But again, you know what? I still represent, they're like, oh, you don't even represent Champaign. No, I don't. I represent Bonneville, which has kids in the Champaign School District. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But moreover, this Champaign-Urbana is the economic engine for the whole region. Okay? And people are like, well, Champaign Urbana is defending doctors. I'm not defending doctors. I'd like to see one when my kids sick, and so would you, you goofball. I mean, think, does anybody on
Listen,
Facebook think before they speak,
you don't,
right?
You don't even try and justify some of this stuff. I mean, yeah. it's just crazy stuff.
You know,
all right, well, we
didn't
get
politics over kids.
I got to go, but what would you want the listener, my listener, to do about this if they're in Champaign schools?
Well, I would call the five board members and tell them to get their head out of there, fill in the blanks, and get back to the table and start working together. Okay, that's what I would do. But I don't, you know, I'm not, I don't live in that school district. I'm not a constituent of theirs, although I represent part of it. But, you know, look, these adults need to start acting like adults and go back in the room. The other thing that, and this is a fair question now, because the superintendent, through her conduct, has now raised more questions than given answers. Why wasn't the full board told of this?
Mm-hmm.
What's in these legal bills that she didn't want anybody to know about?
Wow. That's,
I mean,
just,
it's just like what you said, Stevie. You know, what I mean, now it's gone from innocent, you know, well, this is just the way we've always done it, but let's go have the conversation. Now it's like, well, wait a minute, what are you trying to hide?
Yeah.
All right. We've been talking about Unit 4 School Board.
Yeah.
Unit 4 School Board, the dysfunction that is, I don't know how this.
And how do we proceed?
Yeah, how do you fix it?
Mm-hmm.
You just got to get it. Yikes. Okay. Chapin Rose, how can people contact our state senator, Rose?
SDNChapinRose.com.org, one of those two.
I don't know why I even asked you. I told you I'm going back to the dumb phone.
I'm going to go back to the dumb phone.
I just don't know why I asked that question.
But we didn't even get to the tents and stuff on
campus. I was
going to
announce
that.
In our last 30 seconds, I was going to announce that you're now the new president of Columbia University in New York City, Chapin. Congratulations.
Everyone is fired.
I'd be kind of like that, too, plus the National Guard. Anyway, Chapin, thanks for your time. It's always a pleasure, sir.
You guys have a great day.
Okay.
SendChapinRose.com.
Okay, we're going to check your weather. Then we're going to talk about adopting a pet. All that coming up next, ESPN 93.5.
Better banking experiences start with local people and local decision making. Hi, this is Ryan Heiser, President and CEO of Fisher National Bank. We are a locally owned community bank that has served the area since 1955. Fisher National is rooted in the communities we serve. We pride ourselves on providing financial resources that match or better the mega banks. We are your friends and neighbors who are involved in your communities and take a vested interest in seeing our customers thrive and prosper. Offering a line of rewarding consumer-centric deposits, home mortgages, small business banking, and agricultural lending. There are no compromises banking local with Fisher National. Our convenient online and mobile tools are second to none. We'll work hard to meet your financial needs and earn your trust. Learn more about Fisher National at fishernational.com or stop by one of our branches. Our team looks forward to serving you.
Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana. It's Saturday. Pretty decent spell ahead over the next couple of days. Next significant weather system due in for the second half of the week. And by and large, pretty acceptable weather. Pleasant temperatures over the upcoming weekend time frame. Another one of these spring weather systems due in the middle part of next week as well. A little patchy fog around this morning. Mostly sunny skies, milder weather, otherwise 75. But a light west-southwest wind. Clouds gather tonight. Could be a stray shower, especially north of Champaign. After midnight tonight, down to 57. Partly sunny, warm for the day tomorrow, the high around 80. Better odds for shower thunderstorm after midnight tomorrow night, lows near 60. And a warmer, more humid Thursday. A couple of showers, thunderstorms around both morning and afternoon. These tending to be more scattered in nature at 83. Lingering shower chance Friday, cooler at 73. Weekend forecast, not bad. Maybe a shower late Saturday night, dry Sunday and Monday. High temperatures still well into the 70s, back to 80. And a shower thunderstorm chance next Tuesday and Wednesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Oh, what is this? It's Adopt a Pet. today? Is
yes.
that this is Dr. Dr. Todd Likens, our pet pro veterinarian at Madison Kirby in Champaign. So there's a lot that goes into adopting a little doggy or kitty, huh?
Or anything. Yeah. With her.
Well, my wife is, you know, we're finishing off, you know, with our huge litter, we're finishing off our adoptions. We got three puppies that are going to be adopted via phone today. So I thought, hey, let's just talk about what should these people on the other side be looking for when they're adopting either in person or versus buying them online. So there's, you just need to research, do your research either way before you start, because I'm telling you right now, as soon as you make that eye contact with a doggy in the shelter or wherever, you're sold. But, you know, make sure you kind of know what you're looking for so you can keep your heart back a little bit until you find the dog you really want. Mm-hmm. So I talk all the time about size. I generally say the younger the kids, you want a little bit older dog, because a puppy with young kids generally means the puppies are going to see them as litter mates, and there's going to be rough play, and the kids are going to be scared. It's just, it's an easier match to have a little older dog that you can see the personality on if you go that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you just don't know the history of the dog most of the time, right?
Right, too. And see, and your age needs, too. Look, you're a great example, Stevie J. Bigger dogs when your kids are younger, and now you're into littler dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They fit your lifestyle better at this point. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you live in a small place, do you really want a St. Bernard?
Right. Some kind of a, what's the biggest one?
Great Dane.
Great Dane.
Yes.
I've seen people in Great Danes that eat many houses and the door doesn't look the same because they jump up and scratch it.
Exactly.
No, you're right. It's got to fit. But man, you're right, Todd. When you see the eyes, it's over. When I see the eyes of Boofer, it's like, come here, baby. Come here, Boofer.
Right. So, I mean, and how many times, I mean, genetics, I think I talk about this all the time. If you see the parents, it really helps you figure out what the babies are going to be, the offspring. Genetics are huge. I see it all the time. And it's so hard because, you know, and most of the time you don't get to have access to meeting the parents. But if you do, sure try and get a view or a little time with the parents to make sure their personality is what you're looking for. Because that will carry through to the kids.
And summer is good because it's warmer, right? Isn't that easier?
Right. This is, everybody's out. It's house training. It's easier to go outside and house train them than doing that in the middle of the winter.
It's a big deal. That's why we always say never give a pet as a present.
No, it's such a commitment. And, you know, anymore it's going to be more and more of a financial commitment, too, with the way my profession's going. The prices are just outrageous. I mean, what can you say? It's just the way of the world, I guess.
So I know it's a national Adopt a Shelter Pet Day today, and I just went to CUHumane.org, and we have a wonderful organization in the Champaign County Humane Society.
Absolutely.
They have their Mutt Strut event coming up on Sunday from 4 to 7 at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana with lots of activities for the dogs and food trucks and prizes to win some of the pet contests. But on the website, it also talks about their new program called Home to Home. So if you want to meet with the animal, maybe you have a situation where you're moving and you're going into a facility or a place that doesn't have, you know, it's not pet friendly and you have to get rid of your animal. This is a great program too. So there are ways to navigate this, Dr. Todd. So thanks for your insight.
Yeah, it's just, I like to say it's so much, I see so much impulse. We sure shy away from it with what we do. And you just try and take the impulse out of it so you make good decisions. Get yourself, if you're a jogger, you don't want a dachshund.
Match
up.
Yeah, but so, it comes back to the eyes thing, because you'll pick them with the eyes, man. Doesn't matter the breed. Come here, baby.
You will. They melt your heart, and it's instant bond. And by the time you go for your vet checks, it's too late. You know, I can tell them they got a birth defect, but it's too late. And the, you know, the breeding profession, they kind of know that well. They won't give you your money back. They'll give you another pet in exchange. And really, I mean, that's not fair. Because you're already hooked, and they know you're going to keep the dog that's got the problem.
All right, your homework and be careful. Yes. Do your homework and be careful. Yep. Dr. Todd, thank you for your time. We appreciate it very much.
All right, we'll see you guys.
All right, Dr. Todd Likens, Pet Pro, Madison Kirby in Champaign. Okay, coming up from George Washington University, today marks the sixth day of protest at George Washington University, half mile I didn't realize it was a half mile from the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Griff Jenkins on the ground.
And you can chime in, 217-359-2255.
Okay, we're going to break for the news from Fox at the top of this hour. We have a traditional doubleheader today in Detroit.
Yeah.
Cardinals take on the Tigers, and it's 2-for-1. That's good. Been a while. This they usually split out and separate, get two houses.
Uh-huh.
This is WSJK, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana.